Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, everyone, how you doing? This is DJ Sana Gordy. What's up? And I'd like to welcome everyone, all you tribal members out there in Arayeke, Yukayek. Well, it's an amazing time this is. There's a lot of stuff coming down in New York City, Lenni Lenape territory. There's a lot of stuff coming down also throughout the United States, Turtle Island. A lot of activism stuff going down. And I just can't wait to introduce you to some Arayeke news update. And I'm going to have a new name. That's right. Hopefully by the December, the end of December, we're going to have a naming ceremony. I'm going to be switching my name, or at least adding. You know, it's always a Taino tradition to add names into or change names. It all depends on where you're at in life. So I got a name change coming up as well. So that's going to be exciting. We have several people. We have at least four people will be getting names in December. And I'm going to put my hat in that as well. So, but before we get into that, I'm going to introduce my next guest. And her name is Stephanie Sherman. Are you there?
I am here, Sana Gordy.
Hey, good job, good job. Give us your Taino name again, please.
My name is Akosha Haguar Okoshi, which means gathers knowledge. And Lord, have I been gathering some knowledge for the Taino people lately.
That is beautiful. Well, guess what? This is the Arayeke News Update. Let us know what's coming down. What's the news? Tell us.
So there is some really big news. Some of y'all might have heard about it on TikTok. But the Christie's Auction House, which is a huge, powerful, like, international auction house, their location in France is, they are selling off Taino masterworks, as well as indigenous Mexican artifacts, sacred artifacts, I believe, of Aztecs, Olmecs, and more. Someone has come forward and said that all but two of the Taino artifacts are fakes. We have not quite confirmed this, but these Taino artifacts are around the pre-Columbian culture and valuable, sacred to us. And we have made a petition to halt this auction in hopes that we can find a way to return these sacred artifacts back to their ancestral lands and hands, which I believe in this case is the Dominican Republic.
Right. That is beautiful. That's beautiful. I believe one of those artworks is a pictorial piece that I saw online. I mean, they're all
beautiful.
Yeah,
they're very beautiful things. And to share about it, if you all are interested to see our petition, go sign it, share it widely. We only have until August 10th, which is this Wednesday, to get the word out there about this petition and this auction. If you Google change.org and Taino artifacts, we will pop up. I think even if you just Google Taino artifacts, it pops up. Our petition so far in about 4 or 5 days has gained over 7,000 signatures. And change.org has even reached out to me and is working closely with me because our petition is one of the best performing petitions on their entire platform. And they're rooting for us. So I just got off the phone with them. And then after the phone, I sent an update to the petition and jumped on the radio with you, Sana Gordy.
Wow, man. So they're really excited about this.
Yeah, I've been on a team with them. One of the women working with me is Cherokee, but they're all very knowledgeable. I think this is my first petition on change.org.
Mm-hmm.
I had a group phone call with them and ways to better promote, display, and update news on this petition, including a response from Christie's. Lots of different information, and I would like to add, the Mexican embassy in France has made a formal statement on this auction, and it is on their website. It is in Spanish, but you can use Google Translate. I've also reached out to indigenous people leaders down in Mexico, we are all working very much together to get the word out there and see anything and everything that can be done. And not only is there sacred artifacts, they belong in the hands of the people who created them. And they're not going for a couple hundred bucks. They go for like thousands upon thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of euros. So looking on their website right now, one artifact is between 8 and 10,000 euros as an estimate. And it sits in a ceremonial belt, very sacred item, is on there for 55,000 to 80,000 euros. And the Taino people don't want these for the money. They don't want to sell them. They want to have something of the shred of evidence, the shred of our cultural heritage that was stripped from us since 1492, mm-hmm. returned to our lands to be honored. And some of these are mm-hmm. Samis, and if they are real Samis, they are the living embodiment of sacred beings that need to be honored, you know, fed tobacco, all these kinds of things to activate them that the Taino people very dearly hold dear in their spiritual beliefs.
Exactly, exactly. This is something that needs to be done. You know, I don't know. It's Chris. So who's the one that it? So it was Mexican government that made a statement that can be found on their website. The Mexican government.
Yeah, the Mexican embassy in France.
So this is very. This is interesting how one government versus another government. And there's
an article on it, and I think UNESCO is watching since that statement by the Mexican embassy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to check that out. And here's the thing. And what is France saying? You know about it, what they're saying? This is international.
That's a good question. I've been kind of like a little bit narrow-minded working on this petition and branching out with other individuals. I think some of them were saying that they're doing nothing wrong. We have gotten a response from Christie's. That we're just getting permission with the person who sent and received the email about Christie's response. They don't believe they're doing anything wrong and that it's an open auction to the public, but these objects should never have been in the hands that they are in. They should never, ever be sold for any reason. There's just like a whole lot going on with this.
As far as I know, Christie's is an international company, right? International?
Yeah, they have auction houses in various cities and countries, one of which, one auction house is actually where you're based, out in New York.
So what's their home base? Like, where did they file their company name or?
That's a good question. I have to figure out where they initially founded from. I've known about them and their name for years, and we're dealing with the France location. As the specifics of when they were founded and by whom and how long ago, that has been more of like later knowledge for me to gather while I'm focused on the more immediate.
You know why? You know why I'm asking this? Because if Christie's did start their company here in New York, then they're in violation of Native American federal law.
This is repatriation law.
Yeah, so they're breaking it. So I don't understand how they're getting away with it. I guess because they're selling it in Paris, but it's a New York. If it's a New York company, a U.S. filing.
Looking it up, it is a British auction house.
It started in Britain.
Yeah, so it was started in 1766 by James Christie. And looking on Wikipedia, its main premises are on King Street and in London and on Rockefeller Center in New York City.
So it's a satellite office then? It's like a satellite.
Mm-hmm.
So it was originally in New York. It was in England, huh?
Yeah, but they're currently, according to Wikipedia, their main two locations are the one in London and the one in New York City.
Wow. Well, they got a long history of selling stuff.
Very much so, and a lot of sketchy stuff has gone through there, or like things that have gotten a hold of sketchily and all that, for sure.
Wow. And shame on the people, too, who buy these. By this, knowing that,
Can you imagine having a spiritual being that could have all these powers be activated and just collects dust on your mantle?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You know, I'm reading an article in 2016. It was a Lakota, one of the Lakota members, Russell Eagle Bear, a tribal historic preservation officer from the Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota. He went out to confirm that England at the time had a Lakota war shirt that was up for sale. It had real hair. It was a ceremonial
garment.
And
that was, I think I saw it in the news because it was, you know, something that was physically worn by the ancestors, but it was also not only a very important item, but it was a woven item from the, that long ago. And that's one of the items of our skills and techniques and art forms that has been lost across many indigenous peoples, I believe, you know, across the world as they've been colonized. And, you know, of course, the materials degrade, so it's rare to even, you know, have an existing textile.
Wow. Well, you know.
And there's been a lot of talk on TikTok. There's a Kalinago woman or Carib woman based in Australia who put it out there. And if any of y'all know Bianca Graulau, if I'm saying that correctly, she's a very prominent TikToker. I think she has probably 350,000 followers. One of Arayeke's tribe members commented, and she responded to the comment. And now there's a video up about the things that, these kind of happenings with artifacts, you know, questioning how they get up in the hands that they belong, that they go to, you know, like who, how do people get a hold of them? And the petition is also mentioned in one of her recent TikToks or screenshots of the petition that I went in and commented, as well as the Twitter handles that you can do for tweeting Christie's and tweeting the CEO guy in France.
Wow. Okay.
And his is, I believe, at G. Cerruti. I'm probably butchering that name, but Cerruti spelled C-E-R-U-T-T-I. G. Cerruti, C-E-R-U-T-T-I, and he is the CEO over there at Christie's. If y'all want to see him. And then we also have his email as well.
Can you spell that out again? This is his TikTok, you said?
For this one, this is, sorry, for Twitter, if you, anyone wants to tweet him.
Oh, Twitter?
It's,
Twitter?
It's G, yeah, for Twitter, G-C-E-R-U-T-T-I.
T-T-I?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's his Twitter, G-C-E-R-O-T-T-I. And what's the email?
Let me get a shot. Let me pull up my text messages. I've been working very closely with change.org. They sent me his email. Just a moment. All right. Scrolling back up. I'm going to give you all his email. And his email, we believe, is also G. Cerruti. And it's at Christie's.com, and Christie's is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E-S.com. Shoot them an email. Let them know you're upset. Let them know you want to halt the auction. Let them know that they don't belong to them.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is the guy from Paris, right? Paris?
Yeah, that's correct. He's a CEO over with Christie's in Paris.
In Paris. All right. I'm going to shoot him an email, and I'm going to put this up on the DainoRadio.com website. Information.
Yeah, and I'll use this radio show as well, and try to include it in the change.org. We're putting other various resources out there for people to explore and learn about this and share on different platforms. You know, all the discourse that's going on right now.
Yeah, so I think this definitely has to be. This is it. We're running out of time. We're not running out of time. Well, on Monday.
Like
Oh,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, basically, keep in mind that the auction is Wednesday, November 10th. And then for a lot of listeners who are, you know, stateside, think about the time difference, you know, when that, you know, while you're sleeping, that auction may be, you know, happening. So we really only have today, the weekend, Monday, Tuesday to, you know, share, get this out there, share your opinions and all of that. And I believe change.org is going to be contacting Christie's directly to let them know that we have one of the best performing petitions at the moment and how much support and passionate support we have regarding this issue.
Exactly. Well, this is interesting. I'm preparing my medicine bag on Monday. The full details is not out yet, but definitely on Monday we'll be hitting both the embassy, French and Christie's. On Monday, bringing a semi to these sites.
I think I've included that in the. I can remove that if you want, but I've included that image in the update. Is one of the Adayeke members. Made the time and location for those two, and that image is the image included in the update that I sent just before hopping on the radio.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, we're going to be working on that, trying to see what time. It's definitely going to happen Monday, but I got to figure out what time that we can do this. And maybe Tuesday night, go back to the French Embassy again and do another, maybe 2 days, one during the day, one during the evening. And see what we can do, because this is...
Yeah, I know before I sent the petition out broadly, I definitely made a very special offering to support myself and Tribal Sisters for this petition and this movement. I called on the help of the ancestors, put a very special one out, played the Taino calling song, and the ancestors definitely heard me and are backing us on this this warpath together.
That's beautiful, man. Thank you for that. You know, you're doing a traditional way of calling out to the ancestors when in need. Very important. Also, in African traditions, that's also a protocol. You reach out to the ancestors when in super need.
Ancestral worship and animism are very, old and can be often interconnected as well.
Yeah, well, it's probably the original Homo sapien spirituality until people figured out that you can make money off religion. Then it started to change. My theory, So once they put a price tag of what can be done, When it comes
and
to
the most shameful thing, though, is that they had the Kamanawa woman on TikTok, who's based in Australia, had a clip of Christie's so-called expert on these artifacts, and he said that the Taino people no longer exist and that we died out in the 1500s. So that is incredibly ignorant. That is also a narrative that can be used to drive up the prices on these items while also not even acknowledging the existence of the people who created them and deserve them. And if it is true that of the Taino artifacts for auction, that all but two are fakes, how come Christie's expert didn't catch that? Or did they? They don't care and they want to make money. I got questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote them an email a couple of days ago asking for clarification about, are there fakes, if there's any documentation. I still haven't heard back, but if they are selling replicas, they are misleading the public.
Very much so, and getting, tens of thousands of dollars from that. So there was an email response that they had sent. And basically, they're kind of pompous. We as the custodians of the art passing through our doors for more than 250 years, we carefully research any object we handle and purpose for sale. Please rest assured, we are devoting considerable resources to investigating the provenance of works we offer for sale.
Wow.
Why are they investigating if they're already labeling them as Taino?
So that's the key, man. What is this?
And all they're saying is, they're not saying we're curious about these doubts, this could be a serious concern. They say, in the case of the upcoming sale, our research has given us no reason to believe that any of the proposed lots are from an illicit source or that the sale will be contrary to French law. So they do reference French law there. And for an illicit source, it doesn't matter how it got into their hands. It really doesn't.
Well, originally, and we can get into the Taino here. Originally, these are sacred beings. They're not artifacts. They're not objects. They're actually real living beings. And no Taino, especially in the traditional sense, will ever sell this. We'll never give this away for sale. So it was probably illegally obtained in the beginning, right?
Very highly likely, and I'm not sure if we have the track record of all the hands it's changed into, say, for the past 500 years, but I believe historically, a lot of our, carved artifacts, they had those powers. So I believe one of Yokahu was planted amongst our sacred crop of the yucca to help it grow. Some were placed alongside of our deceased and our ancestors, and they served a purpose as well. Trying to figure out where I was going with this, like doing multiple like messaging and all of that. But some people, some of the historical Tainos, hid them, like you said, in like caves or buried them, and people continue to sometimes dig up some of these. Some hold on to it and don't understand the full importance of it. And, you know, it's possible that, some people sell it. And talking to archaeologist friends, like, I think not just Taino stuff, but various places, people will just dig stuff up and then sell it for make a buck and not really care about its importance.
So knowing that the Taino exists and knowing that there's protocols involved to this day, it's safe to say these are illegal transactions that's going on.
And if at least like a very sketchy one that does not acknowledge the current Taino people.
And guess what? If they can't produce a document that states that Cacique Aguabana sold this to the Spaniard and the Spaniard brought it to Spain, who brought it to France, whatever, then guess what? It's illegal. But they don't acknowledge that. See, that's the key about these governments. They don't acknowledge it.
And I'm not well-versed in international law or, like, repatriation or international dealings and auctions when it comes to, items that come from all these different cultures from around the world. But, looking into the legality of all of these, not just the immorality, but the legality of it would be very much something to explore. And in such a short time, we've just really been trying to get, like, a lot of traction as much as we could.
Right. Well, I know here in New York City, when I approached the city on several occasions to do ceremonial on private land or whatever, on parks land, they couldn't refuse me because of the international law that the United Nations agreed upon that we have. Whenever there is a ceremony to be done on land, they cannot deny it. They can't deny it. So thankfully, New York City has acknowledged that, because, our government acknowledges this right. But obviously, England and France does not acknowledge this. And this is kind of scary.
Like I said, with Mexico's statement, I think I read somewhere that UNESCO has UNESCO's attention. And while we desperately hope to, number one, stop the election or the auction, and also, give it back to the people, so many people who identify as Taino in the movement and the passion behind this is really important. And I've known that nothing has stopped, all these kind of artifacts since the beginning of colonization have been, are continuing to be sold and all of this, and not just the people who created them. Goodness, where was I going with that? I lost my train of thought. Please forgive me. But, that the petition has been very good to draw awareness to, yes, this is still happening. I shared this with my friends. They're like, wait, this still happens? I was like, yeah, very much so. So the level of awareness of Taino's existing, that these auctions take place, that it is an issue, that awareness has been something invaluable that we have gained through this petition and the works of the people going into the work surrounding it and all of that, including the strong warriors that we have in Arayeke. And across the Taino Nation.
Well, how about this? United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, a resolution adopted by General Assembly on 13th of September, 2007. Let me read you Article number 12. And Article 12 states, Indigenous peoples have the right to manifest, practice, develop, and teach their spiritual and religious traditions, customs, and ceremonies. The right to maintain, protect, and have access to privacy to their religious and cultural sites. The right.
I tell you what, Santa Cody, you know what I'm going to do? Change.org has a spot where you can have, like, the name of the decision maker. In this sense, it would be, like, it's Christie's and Terrence. Mm-hmm. But they also have a template that if people who sign so wish to send off a letter that we have written to the decision maker, which would be the C.G. Cerruti, send me that link and that statement. And so if they've already responded, they think there's nothing illicit, I'll remind them what the United Nations has said. How about that?
Yep. The right to the
Well,
look at this. Article 12. Let me highlight this. The right to the use and control of their their ceremonial objects. Use and control.
Yeah, and these aren't trinkets. We didn't just do all this ornate detailing because we're bored to have trinkets. There's very sacred purpose, and a lot of things with indigenous stuff, as you're making it, your motivation, your awareness is with every chisel, every bit you weave, every single bit has intention to put into the sacred object that is being made. You know, it's not a trinket. It's not a trinket. It's not just art form. While it is a masterwork, it is still so much more and absolutely invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond the dollars, it is valuable. No matter how many, even millions it is, it has value that cannot be bought or replaced or acknowledged in dollars or euros.
Now, look at this. Hold on a second. Which countries voted against the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples? It was a historical vote, September 13, 2007. 144 countries voted for the declaration. Only 11 abstained, and only 4 voted against it. Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States.
France supported it, perhaps. I want to see what France's vote was.
See, they said in 2007, all 4 countries, including the United States, have reversed their decision. See, that's when Obama became president. They reversed it. That was during the George W. Bush administration. They went against it. So let me see. I'm trying to find out what France supports it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if there's documentation on which countries have supported it. That would be very important for me to include in this template email for sure. And cite the specific article and if France has done that. But that can be work that you and I do even off the air later today. You're gathering some good knowledge, Santa Cody. That would be very good to have. And not only reminding Christie's, but anybody who signs a petition, I believe, can see this template letter and be aware of these, different statements and codes and voting simply by seeing the letter, even if they choose not to send it, which is all up to them. And stay tuned because if it's not up already, all for the same petition, there's going to be 2 more links. Right now we have it in English, but we're going to have it in Spanish and in French. So if you want to share those for those kind of speakers, I haven't quite seen it uploaded and checking it out. I've been a bit busy, but I believe, users can go check out the petition. Or not users, they don't have to be have an account with Change. But they can go look at the petition, choose their language of preference of the English, French, and Spanish, and see the same message in the different in their language of choice and sign the entire petition all together. And we've made it over, we're gaining so much traction. And currently, go to read the comments because you'll see so many people supporting it. Yeah, just look up change.org, Taino Artifacts, and our petition will come up. We currently have over 7,100 supporters. And the stats here show that, guess how many people have seen this petition, Santa Cody?
What's that?
Almost 44,000.
That's 45. Wait, you said 45,000?
Almost 44,000 views of this petition, and I don't know how accurate it is, but that's what it's displaying when I look at my petition's dashboard. So, y'all, those are just people who viewed it. That may be people who directly clicked it. I'm not sure, but the people who have seen this petition posted, they may very well. There's probably a whole lot out there, and Christie's knows that people are being upset. So yeah, we really want people to kind of message them and reach out to our petition. And change.org gives you little tidbits as your signatures increase. You know, like like around like 2,000, you might get the local news might hear about you. 5,000 definitely. And turns out CBS contacted our cacique, who gave an interview. We'll let you know when that interview and that either story or video comes out about. And then that other prompt that they had is, like, yeah, when you reach 7,500 signatures, you're likely to hear at least one response from the decision maker, which is, of course, Christie's. And we're at 7,104 right now. And Christie's is aware people have been messaging them. So, we're going with a hugely famous and powerful auction house, and I thank everybody so much for all of the support. And people are watching, people are listening, people in various locations are very much involved. We're networking for not only this battle but future ones.
Ready for this? France was an enthusiastic supporter of the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples at ratification, but had effectively abandoned their position. Indigenous peoples will remain powerless to protect their sacramentals unless the United Nations is transformed into a multilateral treaty and adopted into the domestic law of member states. So, France is not a supporter of Indigenous rights.
I can remind them that the UN is. So if they're not on that issue, France is in the UN, so I'm going to remind them of that and remind them that UNESCO is paying attention.
So it's interesting in the beginning that we're all for it, but not now. It looks like they abstain. So France, look at that. That's not nice. What do you think? That's not nice at all.
No, and you think about the people, like all the different stuff. Okay, looking up now, yes, sir, it looks like the petitions in three different languages are up.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm trying to, I'm trying to get the voting record right now. But you know what's interesting? It's in English, Spanish, and French. And in German. I mean, in
English,
Russian.
Spanish, and French. Wait, what's been in Russian?
No, the UN Declaration of Indigenous Rights. It's translated into French, even though they're against it.
So it's English, French, Spanish, and Russian?
Yeah, on the official website.
That's amazing.
The United Nations website. So, I can't get the voting record. I'm trying to download the voting record.
We can poke around with that.
Yeah.
But, I have probably just like a couple more minutes with you, unfortunately. But maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. But, what other questions or statements did you have while we're still together on air today, Sana Cody?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the overall thing. I want to know your opinion, okay?
Okay.
Through the years, this issue has come up, especially when eBay first came out, I personally purchased one on eBay, a funeral vase. So some of us have had claim a lot. Now, here's the thing. What's needed, all right, what's the overall goal, you think, that's needed? Because we have all these objects throughout, all these sacred beings all throughout the world. France has the biggest collection of, sacred beings in the world in their museum. So what do we need to do, you think? The overall goal.
So right now, I'm currently partnering with people in archaeological and anthropological fields across different cultures and countries, reaching out to other indigenous peoples. I think having people understand the international law and how... You know, elite laws are for collections, for individual owners of the collections, whether it's individual or institution, international law for auction houses. I think we need to figure that out, and I think we're just going to build momentum across indigenous peoples, including Africans, everywhere. You know, Africa has so much stolen from it that I think we building the momentum to figure out ways to get people to be involved and in getting these back and being involved together and letting the world know that we want them back and the people who have them right now are in the wrong.
No, okay, that's amazing. You gotta, say that last statement and what?
What's that?
The last sentence you said, what was it? You said, and?
That there are people who are of these identities. We're not, you know, hiding in the shadows. We are working together. Mm-hmm. And that not only do we lay claim to them, but the hands that they are in are in the wrong.
Right.
Historically, in the past, and when this moment now becomes historical.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, look at this. At the time of vote, 144 states in favor, 4, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States, and 11 abstentions. Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Burundi, Colombia, Georgia, Kenya, Nigeria, Russia, Russian Federation, Samoa, and the Ukraine. I don't see anything about France, so they might be in favor of it. I don't understand that. And I'm reading
France is a huge colonial power, so there's probably a lot of history and reasons and people behind why they wouldn't support that.
But they didn't vote against it, according to the first record. They didn't vote against it, so I don't understand. And I guess they probably rescinded it later on.
Yeah,
wow.
That's going to be something else to explore down the line. And, yeah, definitely share me the UN stuff, and I'll include that in the letter that the people who are doing the signatures can share.
Hey, cool. So listen, I want to take a bunch of your time. I know you have to go, but thank you for being on the show and giving the Arayeke, our tribal news network, here in Taino Radio, some updated information on your efforts and others. Wow, that's amazing.
I've been working with so many people, and thank you for taking the time to have me, because I want to get what we're doing and the message that we're doing this with the petition currently with Christie's, but also that, yes, these sacred artifacts continue to be sold for profit that should never be in the hands that they are in. So thank you so much for, having me on this platform with all of your and Arayeke's followers across the different countries. Mm-hmm. And it's change.org. You can just Google change.org and Taino artifacts, and you'll see our petition. Go ahead, sign it. Go share it far and wide. Share it on TikTok, Reddit. Make your videos. Whatever you want to do, just, get it out there. We appreciate it.
Oh,
we
wonderful.
We are indigenous. We are one.
That is amazing. Thank you so much. And we'll try to do an update on you soon, okay? See what's going on. November 10th. All right?
Yes.
Leading up to November 10th. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'd like to tell all the viewers right now in Arayeke land, wherever you are, whatever territory you are, just want to thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back with some more updated news. And I'd like to thank everyone, especially Stephanie Sherman here and Casica, Stephanie Inaru Boria, for all their efforts in unifying the people in the traditional way. That's right. We are Arayeke, Yukayek, Taino, and this is Arayeke Radio. Thank you so much. See you all soon.